We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
They put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over everything.
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined the Breakfast Club. Say something, mother.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show. Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, 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 yo,
good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, today is Wednesday, hump day.
Yes, man. I got my second colonic yesterday.
Oh.
And
wide open today?
I feel a little bit more tender today, I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
She went a little deeper yesterday.
A little deeper.
It was a little bit more uncomfortable.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I had a new respect for bottoms last week, but I really got a new respect for bottoms this week, okay? Drop one of Clues Bombs for all the bottoms out there.
How long is that tune, would you say?
Y'all realer than me. I have no idea, to be honest with you.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're sitting well. You look comfortable.
Yeah, and I go back Friday. You know? Health is very important to me in all aspects, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. So the colonic is worth it.
Absolutely.
And salute to all the bottoms out there. I can't believe y'all do that for fun.
My goodness.
Well, yesterday I had a Q&A at Barnes & Noble's with Mashonda for her book, Blend. And it was really nice. A lot of people showed up. It was packed. People were standing and everything. But I have to say, it was a very emotional engagement. Women were in the audience crying, getting teary-eyed over their own situations as Mashonda detailed things that she went through for her family to coexist blended now today. So,
I mean, it takes an extreme level of maturity to blend your family, especially
absolutely.
Especially if your family breaks up under those circumstances. You're married to a guy, and then the guy starts dating somebody else, and then they marry that person, you know.
Right.
It can be tough.
It's a lot. And if you missed the interview she stopped through yesterday, you can see it on the YouTube page if you want to see the full interview where she stopped through yesterday. And shout out to everybody in Atlantic City. I was in Atlantic City yesterday. I was there the whole day. Not gambling, though. I was looking at property. Atlantic City, if you don't know, it's kind of like the East Coast's version of Vegas.
Not really. Not really.
I don't know.
They've been saying that for years, but no.
Vegas is way different than Atlantic City.
Yeah. Similar.
To be Vegas.
Right. Similar as in all the casinos, the boardwalk, and the beach. Well, Vegas doesn't have a beach, but so many things to do. So I went out there, and after Sandy, which was a big storm that really shut Jersey down, a lot of people just left. So now people are coming back. They opened a couple of universities, and properties there are really, really at great prices, and they really want people to come and invest and to move down there. So you can go down there and get a property for like $30,000 and only have to put down 10%, and they're actually helping the people who want to come down and invest. So we were looking at so many different properties. There's so many houses up for sale. There's so many abandoned buildings, vacant lots. It's a great place if you want to start to invest and don't have a lot of money or don't have money at all. It's a great place to really start looking because you really don't need much to invest in Vegas. So I met with the city council.
You mean
out
in
there.
Atlantic City?
Atlantic City, yeah. I met with the city council. I met with Marty Smaller. Just the people, a lot of people out there. I traveled through all the neighborhoods, good neighborhoods, bad neighborhoods. So I had a great time in Atlantic City yesterday. So it's a great time, great place to invest if you want to. And you can check it out. Let's look online and just look at the prices for yourself. All right. Now, today, Tyson Fury will be joining us. He's a former heavyweight champion.
Yes. Very interesting story because he took 2.5 years off from boxing to deal with mental health issues.
Right.
Yeah, he was suffering from depression, and then I think he had some addiction issues.
He started self-medicating.
Cocaine.
Right. Yeah, but he's back now.
Alcohol.
He's had 2 fights since he's been back. He won both fights, and he fights Deontay Wilder on December 1st. He's going to lose to Deontay Wilder.
He had gained a lot of weight, too. He had to lose how many pounds?
He lost 132 pounds.
130
so
pounds or something like that. Yeah. You better keep that same energy when he's here.
What, to tell him he's going to lose to Deontay Wilder?
Yep.
Why wouldn't I?
Nah, just making sure.
You know what I'm
please, just making
it.
Sure. Just making sure. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about, Yee?
I got to talk about Donald Trump. Find out who he was mocking as he was speaking for the first time directly about this person during a campaign rally.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, what are we talking about, Yee?
Well, let's talk about Donald Trump. Now, as he was speaking in South Haven, Mississippi, he took some time out to actually mock Christine Blasey Ford and her testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Here is what Christine Ford said initially.
I drank one beer. Brett and Mark were visibly drunk. Early in the evening, I went up a very narrow set of stairs leading from the living room to a second floor to use the restroom. When I got to the top of the stairs, I was pushed from behind into a bedroom across from the bathroom. Brett and Mark came into the bedroom and locked the door behind them. I was pushed onto the bed and Brett got on top of me. He began running his hands over my body and grinding into me.
Now, here's what Donald Trump had to say as he spoke during a campaign rally about Christine Blasey Ford's testimony.
I had one beer. Well, do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember. And a man's life is in tatters. They destroy people. They want to destroy people. These are really evil people.
I don't think Trump believes her.
Yeah, clearly not.
I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but I don't think Trump believes her, man.
And I'm sure that he has his own feelings because back during his campaign, at least 15 women accused him of misbehavior, from sexual harassment to sexual assault to lewd behavior around women, and they even released recordings of him on Access Hollywood as well. Now,
yeah, he can't mock her because you don't know if she's telling the truth or not. So if you don't know if she's telling the truth or not, just relax because you could be clowning the victim.
And he also talked about Kavanaugh and said, I don't even know him. I met him for the first time a few weeks ago. I don't even know him, so it's not like, oh, gee, I want to protect my friend.
So why is he appointing him to that high position?
It's very confusing, and I don't know. He contradicts himself. Now, here is what Donald Trump had to say about young men in America.
It's a very scary time for young men in America when you can be guilty of something that you may not be guilty of. What's happening here has much more to do than even the appointment of a Supreme Court justice. You could be somebody that was perfect your entire life, and somebody could accuse you of something, and you're automatically guilty.
Is it a scary time for women as well?
It's always a scary time for women. That's a fact. But I will say, as a person who's been through false allegations, I agree with Donald Trump wholeheartedly. Okay. And here's also the thing, too. White men in America are dealing with what black people in America have been dealing with forever. Now, I don't know if Dr. Ford is lying, but I do know false allegations from white women have cost thousands of black men their lives. So sorry, Kavanaugh, if I don't feel sympathy for you. But Donald Trump is right. Welcome to our world.
Donald Trump Jr. agrees with his father and talks about whether or not he feels more scared for his sons or for his daughters.
I got boys and I got girls. And when I see what's going on right now, it's scary for all things. I mean, I wouldn't want
who are
my...
Who are you scared most for, your sons or your daughters?
I mean, right now, I'd say my sons. The other problem is that for the people who are real victims of these things, when it is so obviously political in cases like this, it really diminishes the real claims.
two things can be true. I mean, women have been in danger forever. Since the beginning of time.
And continue to be, and a lot of women don't even report things that have happened to them.
Yes.
A lot of times their attackers don't get convicted. And sons
can be in danger too, but you don't have to feel more danger or.
He probably feels that way because he's been through something like that, but I'm scared for my son and my daughter.
Exactly.
And only 2 to 8% of rapes that are falsely reported. So the myth that all these women are out here making false allegations, it's 2 to 8%. That are false. So there's a lot of women that aren't lying.
Once again, man, all you white men, welcome to our world, okay? Because, like I said, black people in America have been dealing with false accusations and wrongful convictions and all of that type of stuff forever.
Okay? All right, and get ready today. By the way, we're going to get this presidential alert today, so we're all getting it if you have a phone.
There's no way to block that?
Nope.
No, it's kind of like you ever get those Amber Alerts, your phone starts making that crazy noise, and you're like, what's going on?
I don't want a Trump alert.
Can you respond?
Well,
it's
not coming from Donald Trump. It's coming from FEMA. So it's not like it's coming from Donald Trump's
phone.
What
is FEMA going to tell us?
Well, it's a test. The wireless emergency alert system.
Make sure it works.
So if something happens, mm-hmm. you should be able to get that message. So
we already in the United States of anxiety, okay? I don't need any more alerts making my anxiety go through the roof either.
So at 2:20 p.m. Eastern, 11:20 Pacific, just look for that alert. It should be coming to your phone.
What if it says Armageddon is upon us?
It's a test.
What would you do then?
Still a test.
I'm not testing. I'm
going
to
get
on my
right
knees
back
and
on
pray.
Instagram. All right. That is your front page news.
That's a damn shame if they say Armageddon is upon us. We're going to get on Instagram. You better look to the sky. All right. And see if Jesus is coming.
We got to go live to show Armageddon.
See if Wu-Tang Clan Triumph Instrumental start playing and a sandal step out the sky.
All right. Get it off your chest is next. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, horrible morning, or whatever it may be. If you need to vent, 800-585-1051. Or if you feel blessed, hit us up as well as The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, MV, Big Chocolate the Toe Sucker. How we doing,
uh-oh.
Gang?
Where the hell you been, bro?
How you been? Oh, it's hard to get through, bro. You know, my name ain't Trav. You know what I'm saying?
Well, come through the back door.
Where has Trav been? I haven't heard from him.
Because the back door is wide open right now.
I had my second colonic yesterday.
Yeah, you should let Trav give it to your brother, but that's another story. All right. So listen, I know I'm funnier than Kevin Hart. Everybody believes it. So here's my impression of Daffy Duck, which sounds like Charlemagne. Check this out.
All right.
Suffering sucker ass. I'm stuck in traffic. What are you looking at, mister? Haven't you seen a duck drive a car before? Yeah, I had sex with Bugs Bunny, so what?
Hey, if I wasn't married, I would tell your wife to suck my snuffleupagus nose. All right?
Goodbye, Big Toe, whatever your name is. Big Joe the Chocolate, whatever your name is. Bye.
You gonna meet him?
Hello, who's this?
It's Marcus from Atlanta.
Marcus, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
And I just wanted to agree with Charlamagne the guy when he was talking about how young, it's been a terrible time for young men, the whole history of America, but now when, you know, it's a white person's problem, now the whole world needs to know about it and everybody's up in arms about it.
Well, that's not exactly what I said. I just said that black men have been experiencing false accusations and wrongful convictions at the hands of white women since the beginning of time. So
and
white
we don't
men
even
welcome
know
to our world.
We don't even know if this is a false accusation yet.
I mean, I know that, but we do know that black men have experienced false accusations and wrongful convictions throughout the history of time. Rest in peace, Emmett Till. So that's why I say welcome to our world, white men.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, MV?
Hey, Trav. Where you been? Somebody just asked about you, man.
Yes, we were just talking about how we miss you.
I miss you, too. Yeah, what's up, Charlamagne?
Got my second colonic yesterday, Trav. Trav, you a top or a bottom?
I am a top.
Well, I respect all bottoms, okay? I respect bottoms. I have a new respect for bottoms, all right? They tougher than me.
Trav, you smell that?
Wait. Well, hold on. Didn't you just get one the other day?
Yeah.
You got to get three. You got to get three within the span of a week in order to be fully clean. So I had one Friday, I get one today, and I got one yesterday. And I get one this Friday.
Charlamagne, you sound a little... I don't know, Charlamagne.
Trav, yes, you smell that, Trav? But why the f***ing, Trav?
Trav, you can fit that square in your circle now.
Yee, I don't know how to feel about you right now, Yee.
Why?
Because you don't like Black Daddy.
Yee hates Black Fathers.
She hates Black Fathers.
I know. I feel terrible about that.
Listen, can I tell y'all a quick story? I'm disgusted.
What?
I'm really disgusted.
What happened?
I've been talking to this dude, right, for like 2 months, right? And the other day, I had to stop talking to him.
Why?
Because, all right, so I'm not going to lie, I went through his phone, right?
Why?
And mind you, I didn't find nothing in his text messages, nothing like that, right? But I went to his internet browsing history.
Uh-oh.
And I saw something that, like, I had, like, really cut him off. Like, he was watching bestiality porn.
Oh, my God.
Really? Why have I heard this before? You're, like, the second person I heard this from this week.
That's who you hang out
like,
with.
Like, he was, like, not talking about, like, searching up, like, of, like, horses having sex with men, like, baby cows, f***ing, like, men. Like,
what?
He was, like, looking up, like, really crazy stuff.
So, Trav, what are you going to do?
What do you mean? I had to stop talking to him. He's like, I texted him. I'm like, yo, like, what was that? And he just kept telling me, oh, you're a weird bull. You're going through my phone. You're a weird bull.
No, you're a weird bull.
Are you weird?
Listen. Let me play devil's advocate.
Let me hear this down.
Social media, the internet, you can find yourself down these wormholes just based off something that you may have clicked on.
Nah,
I'm serious.
He said he searched a couple of times.
He was typing this in, like, searching for this.
Because he probably went down a wormhole. He's like, what the hell? People out here having sex with cows?
So you happy you went through his stuff now?
Yeah, because listen, I can't be out here competing with the neighborhood cat. Like, I had to cut him off.
Goodbye, Trav.
No, you just ain't got that horse.
Literally the cat.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, Trav. Goodness gracious. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Get it. Pick up the mother phone and dial. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Tim from Raleigh, North Carolina.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Hey, man, I'm just blessed to have a job because, you know, I'm working for the kids and at the school system, and they serve Domino's Pizza and Chick-fil-A.
Hey.
Really? That's nice.
Yes, at the school system.
Okay. I love Domino's. I used to steal quarters from my parents to round up about $5, $6 to buy me a little large pizza when they had the little $5.99 deal back in the day.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Chuck Taylor from Detroit.
Chuck, what up, Doe? Get it off your chest, bro.
All right, man. I want to get off my chest, and I'm blessed. But I want to get off my chest about my job. I'm tired of waking up this early, but I'm blessed that I got a job. You know what I'm saying? And I want to give a shout-out to my daughter. It was just her birthday, Zamora. She turned 4 on September. And I want to give a shout-out to my dog, Juan. What's up, Charlamagne the God, man?
What's up, my brother?
I'm talking about all that stuff about your butt, man. Chill, man.
I'm talking about a colonic, man. I'm just not up here talking about my butt for no reason.
Yeah, you
can smell everything
hey,
this morning,
man,
bro.
You know what's crazy? I just got into a car accident like 3 weeks ago, right?
Uh-oh.
Tell me why my prostate inflaming, man. That junk hurt, man. That's crazy, dude. I don't see how you do that stuff with your butt, man. I don't do it, man.
Because I want to live, just like I'm sure you want to live. So brothers shouldn't be afraid to get colonoscopies and colonics and get our prostates checked and all of that type of good stuff. That stuff is killing black men out here. You hear me?
What you had last night for dinner? Chicken?
Man, shut up. You trying to smell my butt. Clearly.
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hey. Good morning, mama.
Good morning, MV.
Good morning.
Oh, I know you guys' voice. Good morning, Charlamagne.
What's up, boo?
Good morning, Angelique. My birthday's in 6 days, so this is like a pre-birthday gift to me. I'm super excited.
Happy early born day.
You're a Libra?
Yes, I am.
Oh, what's up, Asia? Get it off your chest.
I'm Taisha.
Oh, I'm sorry, Taisha. It's Asia.
I want to get off my chest. Once I heard it ring and bang it through, I'm like, yeah, I'm happy. It's like a pre-birthday gift to me, so I'm super excited just to be speaking to you guys. Nothing I really want to get off my chest. So
happy birthday. Happy early birthday. How you celebrating?
I'm not celebrating. I've celebrated a lot. I'm about to be 27, so I just want to chill, relax.
don't give up now.
She grown.
Don't give up now. This might be your last one. God forbid.
No, it's not. This is my chill year. I do got something I want to get off my chest. I remember.
Go.
How come, right, Safaree came out and said Nicki tried to kill him and she ain't no charges against her?
Because there's clear double standards in America. We know this already.
And he said there's video with that too.
Exactly. That needs to be something bigger. She out here snitching and complaining about what other people doing and she trying to commit murder and just walking away like nothing happened.
It's clear double standards. No, why not? Because if it was a man trying to kill a woman, they'd say it was murder.
Exactly.
Attempted murder.
Even if it was 5 years ago, the man would have got locked up, brought new charges on them.
Safaree would have got kicked off all Love and Hip Hop's. Lost all his endorsements.
They act like he never said anything. It never happened. It was just pushed out the way.
That's a fact.
But happy birthday to me. Thank you, guys.
But moving right along.
All right. Thank you,
exactly.
Mama.
Good night. Good day.
Good day. Good night. Good afternoon. Whatever.
Good morning. I'm in New York. Good morning.
Good
Have
morning.
A good day, y'all.
All righty, Mama.
Bye.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. You need to vent, hit us up at any time. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we're going to talk about podcaster-rapper beef. Find out what podcaster and what rapper are beefing. Also, another artist has turned himself into the police for an alleged assault. We'll tell you who that is.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ MV Angela Yee, Tender Butt. We are the Breakfast Club.
He's talking about me. I had my second colonic yesterday. I'm not going to lie. The second colonic does have my butt a little tender.
So you can't wait for the third.
Shut up. Drop one of Clues Bonds for all the bottoms out there. I respect y'all more than y'all know right now.
You had tacos last night.
I did have tacos Tuesday.
I can smell it. I can smell it.
Man, shut up. Yesterday was Tuesday. You know I have tacos every Tuesday. You've been working with me for 8 years. Knock it off.
I can smell
Taco
it.
Taco Tuesday is a big deal in my crib.
I can smell it. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's go.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, a lot of us know how hard it can be to be a business owner, and Soulja Boy is not too happy. Now, you know, he has invested in Subway and bought a Subway branch. But unfortunately, his branch was closed because his employees didn't show up to a shift at that particular branch.
Jesus Christ.
Here's what he had to say.
The f*** you mean my Subway is closed today? Yo, see, that's why you can't give young hood people jobs. They messing it up. You know what I'm saying? They unprofessional. Like, come on, bro. We had to close the shop, bro. And showing up to work on time, bro. What's going on?
See, what happened was...
That's funny.
Some of these people woke up that morning and said to myself, damn, I work for Soulja Boy. I got to do better with my life.
I'm happy Soulja Boy invested his money. That's a great thing right there.
I did too, but that's what he gets for hiring his friends.
No, that's why I always say one of the hardest parts about owning a brick and mortar business is the employees. Because people show up late sometimes.
They
might not show up at all. They don't call out. They don't get somebody to sub.
But you as a boss got to understand you can't just hire all your friends. You got to hire people that are actually reliable and hire your friends that
reliable. It is really hard. If you don't hire your friends, people you don't know, you just can't control what they might do. You have no idea.
Well, you damn
it's
sure,
been a work in progress.
Well, you damn sure couldn't control them.
Now
they all decided to sit home.
All right, now let's talk about Dave East. He had to turn himself in to the NYPD, and that was yesterday for an alleged assault on a man who was leaving a party cruise. He was charged with misdemeanor assault and released. Everybody's turning themselves in.
Yeah, we've seen that video. That video was released, what, a couple months ago?
Yeah, so according to Joel Rosario, he says he didn't have an altercation with Dave East or provoke him in any way, and he is baffled by the alleged incident. So we don't know exactly what happened, but he did go ahead and turn himself in and get released. All right, okay. Sci-Hi the Prince versus Joe Budden. What is going on with these two? Well, Joe Budden had some things to say about Sci-Hi the Prince, and here's what he said.
Sci-Hi just tweeted the day before yesterday, uh-oh, y'all. Master said I'm getting 7 songs,
no,
too. I know all the fans is happy now.
Pass me that phone. Let me read this damn tweet.
It reads, and I quote, what? How you started with whelp? Man, if you don't get Sci-Hi the out of here, whelp, at Kanye West just said, man, we got to start setting these ideas aside for your 7 songs. I said the world will never be the same.
This is very disappointing.
Now, this is back in June that Joe Budden said this.
Oh, I was about to say, I think I've heard that before.
Well, Sci-Hi the Prince is an artist that signed under Kanye West.
Now,
for people that don't know.
Tweeted out, Joe, my guy, but I will end his rap and podcast career. I'm the wrong one to play with, but if he wants to put up $500,000, let's get it. And we're doing it face-to-face, too, so you can look the God in his eyes while I take your soul. And we call pay-per-view, and we can double it. I got sponsors.
Why is Sci-Hi just responding to something that Joe said in June?
You might have just heard it just now. Might be a little
I think
late.
We missing something here.
I don't know.
I feel like it's a big hole in this
it's
story.
A big hole is a big
October.
Gap.
It's October. I don't feel like Sci-Hi would just
Well,
be...
somebody said to him, I'd love to see a Joe Budden versus Sci-Hi the Prince battle, and that was how he responded.
Oh, there you go.
So we just played the initial thing of what Joe Budden had to say about Sci-Hi, and then somebody just tweeted that, and that's how Sci-Hi responded to that tweet.
Yeah, I'm lost because I haven't listened to Joe's podcast because I don't have Spotify, and I'm not paying for Spotify. Love Joe, but I'm not paying for Spotify.
All right, well, Joe Budden said, you don't even believe this to Sci-Hi the Prince, and this is what Sci-Hi had to say.
I battle Joe Budden for $500,000. They can say what they want about me because I hear him talking. He do a lot of sneak diss, and he a fan of mine, too, and I'm a fan of his, too, but... At certain points, when you get to calling me out my name and you get to try to insult my character, then you got to come look the horses in the grill. If you feel like I'm riding Ye or I'm cool and running behind him, all right, I'll write a whole album for you, tailor-made just for you, and it'll be on iTunes right after I destroy you with it.
I hate when they come up with these delusional amounts. Let's battle for $500,000.
I hate the fact that rappers... keep approaching Joe Budden like he's rapping.
He don't rap no
Joe
more.
Joe Budden is not an active rapper. He's a podcaster. You have to approach Joe Budden the way you approach any other media personality. You can rap about him, but he's not going to rap back. All right? Okay? Y'all have to get that through your heads. All right.
All right, Meek Mill, congratulations to him because he is also going to be, we know his album's coming out at some point soon, right? That's all we know. It's dropping soon. Mm-hmm. But he's also going to be in a movie. He's going to be in 12 O'Clock Boys, that film. That movie's also going to star Will Catlett from Love Is and Tiana Paris from Survivor's Remorse. And it's produced by Jada Pinkett Smith, and the script was written by Barry Jenkins, who also wrote Moonlight. So congratulations to Meek Mill. He's an actor.
Congratulations to Meek. Also, I just want to go back to Joe real quick.
Oh, my gosh.
Joe got to stop acting like he wants smoke with rappers, too. And this is what I mean.
What
by
you mean?
He likes to retweet people saying if Joe was rapping, he would smoke such and such. I don't want to hear all that hypothetical stuff.
Oh.
Okay? Because Sci High gets busy.
He does.
All right? So that would be a good battle if Joe in his prime and Sci High now went at it.
Now, did Joe ever pay you off for the money he lost?
No, absolutely
no,
not.
No, he hasn't paid us.
To hollow the Don.
Yeah, to you guys when he battled
absolutely
and lost.
Not.
When he was an active rapper.
Okay? Absolutely not. He hasn't.
So who would you have your money on in this particular battle?
Joe versus Sci High?
Joe don't rap no more.
But if he was going to come out of retirement, who would you put your money on?
Out of retirement?
That would be a good one. And I know everybody's sitting here saying, well, you said Joe would smoke M. Yes, I think Joe Budden in his prime would smoke 2018 Eminem. But
oh, so you would put Joe back in his prime but leave Eminem now?
I don't think you know how nice Sci High is. You know how nice Sci High is?
No, I just said Joe and Eminem when you said that Joe Budden would smoke.
No, I know everybody's saying that. They're like, oh, you're questioning whether Joe and Sci High would be a good battle. It's like, you've never heard Sci High rap. Sci High gets busy.
So who would you say?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I'm not going to front. Joe versus Sci High. It's especially when it comes to the pen sitting down writing something, writing an actual song to go at each other. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'll give the edge to Joe, though. Because Joe's more tested. Joe's more battle tested. I'd give the edge to Joe.
Do you know if Sci High is battle tested?
I've never heard Sci High go at nobody. but we've heard Joe go at people.
I know, but we haven't heard Sci High.
Okay then, so I gotta give it to Joe. From what I know, I gotta give it to Joe.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
I wouldn't want to hear it, truthfully, honestly. I
would love to hear it.
You don't care.
All right. Anyway, well, we got front page news next. What are we talking about, Yee?
We're gonna talk about Donald Trump. Find out what he had to say. He was insulting Christine Blasey Ford and her testimony.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, shout out to the New York Yankees. They play tonight. It's a wild card round. So they're playing the A's in Yankee Stadium. So shout out to the Yankees. Shout out to CC Sabathia. Shout out to all the Yankees. Good luck, man.
Is baseball exciting again?
Yes.
Oh, I don't watch baseball. I've always told y'all that I like baseball better when everybody was on steroids.
We just got a package from Major League Baseball. I didn't open it yet, but we got to see what it is.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. It's a jersey. It's some baseballs. It's a hat. And it's a towel to, you know, for the postseason.
Yeah, I got that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And guess what I did with it?
What?
Gave it all away. Because baseball was more exciting when everybody was on steroids.
All right.
It was a Judge jersey. Who's Judge? Mike Judge? Aaron Judge. That's his name.
How you know it's Judge?
Because I read it. I saw it. Oh, nah, I gave it away.
Oh, because mine was CC. What was yours, G?
I just got it.
Oh, you opened it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Now, let's talk about Donald Trump. He was talking at a campaign rally in South Haven, Mississippi, and he had this to say about Christine Blasey Ford. Now, if you remember, Christine Blasey Ford was testifying, and here's what she had to say about Kavanaugh attacking her.
I drank one beer. Brett and Mark were visibly drunk early in the evening. I went up a very narrow set of stairs leading from the living room to a second floor to use the restroom. When I got to the top of the stairs, I was pushed from behind into a bedroom across from the bathroom. Brett and Mark came into the bedroom and locked the door behind them. I was pushed onto the bed and Brett got on top of me. He began running his hands over my body and grinding into me.
Now, if you guys heard what Donald Trump had to say, he actually mocked Christine Blasey Ford, and this was his interpretation of her testimony.
I had one beer. Well, do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember. And a man's life is in tatters. They destroy people. They want to destroy people. These are really evil people.
Well, something tells me Donald Trump doesn't believe her. Huh. I don't know what it is, but you can't mock
but
her.
But he was making fun of her.
Yeah, you can't mock her,
and
because,
her testimony.
Because you don't know if she's telling the truth, whether you believe her or not. You don't know if she's telling the truth, so, you know, you got to relax because you could be clowning a victim.
And he even admitted that he doesn't even know Kavanaugh. He said, I met him for the first time a few weeks ago. I don't even know him. So it's not like, oh, gee, I want to protect my friend. So we'll continue to follow this. I know they are still doing this FBI investigation, but one of the problems is they haven't even called Christine Blasey Ford to hear her testimony in front of the FBI or any of the witnesses that could corroborate their stories from some of the other victims as well.
So that wasn't her testimony she gave?
No, that's not from the FBI.
Oh. FBI has to do their own investigation.
Yeah, they're investigating now. All right, and also Donald Trump's suspected ricin was detected in mail that was sent to him. The mail contained a substance that they thought is ricin, and they say it appears to be connected to similar envelopes that were sent to the Pentagon, according to law enforcement sources. So do you know what ricin is?
No.
It's like when you open the envelope and it's a compound. It's like in a powder type of form. And it could cause you to be nauseous. You could die.
Yeah, it could be
vomit,
deadly.
Internal bleeding of the stomach, failure of the liver.
That's the new anthrax, basically?
Yeah, they've been doing this.
Yeah, they've been doing it, though.
I remember anthrax. I don't remember anything else after anthrax.
Mm-hmm.
And today, you will be getting this test alert, so don't be alarmed. If you have a cell phone, you will get this alert. It should be happening on your phone at 2:20 Eastern Time or 11:20 Pacific Time. It's kind of like when you get those Amber alerts. It's just a test of the emergency alert system. Mm-hmm. So when that happens, just know it's a test.
So you can't respond to it. You can't F you, none of that.
No.
I don't like
test.
This, man.
Just like you can't respond to an Amber alert.
I feel like they're telling us that this is a test, but it could actually be a real live game. You know what I'm saying? They're telling us it's a drill, but it could be actually game time at 2:20 and we not catching the signs. They might be getting under in their bunkers underground and stuff, and we just out here.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee.
I'm dead serious, man. The conspiracy theorist in me is saying that to myself right now.
Well, in the meantime, you guys go and get those colonics.
Why all of a sudden we just need a test at 2:20 on a Wednesday? Why?
I don't think this is the first time they've done that, though.
I thought it was. That's the reason it's a big deal.
Oh, remember that one time they made a mistake and they sent out all those?
Yeah, I know.
That was the only other time I remember.
Like, and isn't this from the president? This from the president?
Yeah, from the president, yeah.
I don't know,
it's from
bro.
FEMA. It's called the presidential alert, but FEMA.
All I'm telling y'all is look alive at 2:20 p.m. today. All right, just look alive. All right, make sure you're looking up. Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you for that front page news. Now, when we come back, former heavyweight champ Tyson Fury will be joining us. So
yes,
we'll
he's fighting Deontay Wilder on December 1st. Tyson's got a very interesting story because he took 2.5 years off because of mental illness, and he's going to lose to Deontay Wilder on December 1st, but that's neither here nor there.
Better have that same energy when you talk to him.
Who am I?
All right. He's a big guy.
And?
You're wide open. That's who you are.
Man, shut up. If you talk about my butthole one more time on this
You've
show
You've been talking
morning,
about it for days
morning,
now.
We can talk about getting colonics. Y'all been talking about buttholes.
That's what you...
Where does that have to do
That's where
do
they put
with?
The pipe. Anyway.
Doesn't that the same
All right.
No, it's not. We can actually talk about all the medical things that... medical benefits. All right, but y'all want to talk about my butthole.
You've been talking about you. How does it feel? Tender, right? You're the one that was saying that.
I'm going to HR.
I can't believe
she's talking to me like this.
Yeah.
Imagine if I was talking to her like that.
I would go to HR.
Say this morning your butthole feels tender?
No, I didn't. Wow.
Well, let's pull up the audio.
Did any men in here hear that? Nobody heard that, right?
We'll pull up the audio.
Whoa. All right.
Wow, this is crazy.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club.
Men too.
DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Tyson, motherfucking Fury.
Tyson Fury, welcome, sir.
AKA the Gypsy motherfucking King.
There you go.
Now, I'm a boxing fan, so I'm happy to see you here, man.
Happy to see you
morning.
All.
Now, you're fighting Deontay Wilder on December 1st.
Yeah.
You said Deontay Wilder has nothing that you're afraid of.
Nothing at all.
Why not?
He just doesn't have anything I'm afraid of, to be honest. I look at Deontay Wilder, I don't see some big superhero, to see a man with a pair of boxing gloves on. Another bare bum in the shower.
Yeah. Is there anything that he's got that you're concerned about? Not necessarily afraid, but just concerned?
He's got a big mouth. That's what he has got. You could park a cruise ship in there.
He got strength. He's strong.
He'll probably deafen me when he goes, bomb squad! It's about the only thing I'm afraid of.
Y'all got a lot of respect for each other, though. I saw y'all, it was some video that leaked. I guess when y'all didn't know the camera was on, he was telling you that you look good. You lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, look, I lost a lot of weight, 135 pounds.
Wow. Congratulations.
It was hard work. I finally got there in the end. And, you know, I only come back because Deontay Wilder made me do this. Mm-hmm. He told me I couldn't come back. I was too fat and I was finished. So he gave me the motivation to come back. And
that was the motivation, him talking all that 100%, trash.
You know, I was lineal heavyweight champion of the world, won all the belts, and I had a lot of time off, 2.5 years, and a lot of people said I'd never, ever, ever return. Because to lose that much weight, and to come from where I've come from, I had mental health problems, alcoholism, addiction to drugs, everything you can think of, I've been there and done it. And I saw this little video he made, and he said, yeah, Tyson Fury is finally finished. We'll never, ever see him again. And I thought, you know what? That was the day I got my running shoes back out. And I started to run, but then I ended up walking because I couldn't run 100 yards because I was that fat. And then I trained my way back nice and steady. We had a fairy tale story. First stop, New York, New York.
So is that why you took the 2.5 years off? Because everything you just named, the mental health issues, alcoholism, it was all of that?
Yeah, I needed some time off. I'd been boxing from being 10, 11 years old and right up to 27 with no break. So I needed time to live a little life and enjoy myself, really.
How did you realize that you had mental health issues? What was it exactly? Because I got anxiety, PTSD.
Yeah. Anxiety started to come heavily. I always suffered with depression. When I was on top of the world, it became more and more and more depressed until it was like suicidal thoughts and stuff like that.
People would assume that you had the money, you had the belts.
I had everything. I had money, fame, glory, good looks. I had it all. Everything that a man would ever want.
Good looks is subjective, sir.
I don't know about that. But still, I had everything, but yet it didn't mean nothing. I wanted to die on a daily basis. So material goods are only good for when things are going right in your life. When everything's rolling good and everything's happy, then material goods are okay. But you can have everything in the world and feel like on a daily basis because no one can see inside the mind.
That's the misconception that people have, is that they think just because from the outside looking in, things are going so well, they have no idea. And you had no idea what was causing those thoughts. But people always assume, well, you have everything going for you. Why could you feel this way? And it makes you feel even worse.
100%. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. Mental health has got to be the biggest battle I've ever, ever, ever fought with.
So what
more than
do?
Any
what,
opponent could ever, ever write.
What had you depressed in?
I really don't know what had me depressed. I knew I was just spiraling out of control. And the only thing I could think of to make it better go away for a bit was getting drunk.
Wow.
And that just led to problems after problems after problems. So the answer to that question is nothing can make it go away except medical advice and seeking medical help.
Did you do that? Did you go to a therapist?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I went seeing a therapist and I always sorted things out and got me life back on track.
How long did it take you to lose all that weight?
Took me around about 6 months. Mm. Worked very hard, trained 3 times a day, was on a strict diet. And
no sex.
Plenty of sex. Plenty of sex. But what cardio. I used to do the cardio with sweatsuits on. So used to get very messy in there, you know.
Ah, okay.
Very messy.
You said at one point your wife was like she had to move out because things were pretty tough for you guys. I'm sure her having 100%. To deal with that.
Can you imagine being married to Jack the Lad, the heavyweight champion of the world, the person everybody's like talking about and all that sort of stuff, and then it all goes wrong. Like, he hits the drink. He's out every night till 5 in the morning. Sometimes didn't come home for 3 days. I'd go to the shop and end up in New York from Morecambe. Mm-hmm. I could be anywhere. Like, it was crazy. It was way out of control. Mm-hmm. Something needed to happen, and it did.
Were you violent?
No, I'm not a violent person.
Okay.
Only
except
in the ring.
In the ring, I was going to say. Yeah.
Only in the ring, I'm very violent.
Has she stuck with you through the whole time?
100%. Yeah. She's still there. We're expecting our 5th child, so yeah.
Congratulations, man. Congrats, man. You definitely were
100%. It was all in sweat sessions.
You know what's interesting about the mental health thing, and if you didn't get your mental health right, you could have never got your physical health right.
100%. People don't really understand about mental health problems unless you've been through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, if I knew what it was, then I'd have fixed it straight away. But you just don't know what causes these things. And it's funny that you should mention anxiety because it was the first time I'd ever experienced it. Well, on a high level, I'd had it like growing up all my life, bits of anxiety. I never knew what it was until it was researched and they told me that you're suffering from anxiety.
Same
I thought I was dying. I thought I was having a heart attack.
Yeah,
I rushed myself into A&E thing. I said, look, I think I've been drugged. Someone's trying to kill me, blah, 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 blah. Test me, I said. I want a blood test right now. I'm having a heart attack. I think I've had a stroke. All down one side went proper numb. The man said, you've had a severe anxiety attack.
Do you know what caused your first one, or you just...
No idea. I was driving home. Everything was going right. My wife said the tea's out, so I was going back home for me tea, and it come on me in the car while I was driving. Bang.
So the tea was out. Tea. Sipping tea, okay.
Yeah. Not sipping tea. Eating tea. Dinner.
Oh, dinner. Okay.
Yeah, And I was on my way home and it came on me. I pulled over straight away and I called my friend and said, where are you? I think I'm dying of a heart attack. So he was trying to find me and I was running down the road and things. I was just gone completely, out of control.
Same thing happened to me when I had a panic attack. You think you're having a heart attack, you try to run from it. I don't know why our reaction is to run.
I don't know exactly. I found myself running down the sidewalk. I was like, people beeping the horns and I'm like, oh, he's going to run me over and things. Just totally crazy. Mm. And when I finally realised what it was, I look back at it now and if I ever go into anxiety again, I know how to handle it.
Yeah.
Where before it was a first-time experience of a panic attack, I didn't know what was going on. I was calling out to God to forgive me for my sins because I was 100% certain I was going to hit the floor and die. The only thing I could think about was my kids having no father growing up.
And that gives you more anxiety.
Yeah.
Thinking about not being 100%. Here for your kids.
I think in final moments of life, nothing else matters apart from the most important things.
We got more with the former heavyweight champion Tyson Fury when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have former heavyweight champion Tyson Fury in the building. Charlamagne?
Now, you once said you didn't feel accepted in Great Britain. Has that changed for you, being that you have gotten a grasp on your mental health now?
Yes, it has. It has changed, you know. Everybody loves a comeback story, don't they? Everybody loves a great comeback. And I think this is going to be the biggest comeback in recent times in heavyweight history.
What made you decide that you had to be honest? Because I know it's hard to be honest about everything that's going on in your life behind the scenes that people may not know. So when did you realize this was something that you had to come out and express and do interviews and talk about?
It came to me one night. In the UK, this is like not really spoke about in high-profile athletes and things. So I thought, I've got a great platform here to spread awareness for mental health, especially in sports. And if the heavyweight champion of the world can suffer with these problems, and it's okay for him to come out and talk about it, then that should encourage others to come out and talk about it. Mm-hmm. Because as big as and as tough and as I suppose a great fighter I am, it can bring anybody down. Nobody is unstoppable from mental health problems.
You think any CTE came into play?
What is it?
It's the thing getting hit in the head that the football players suffer from.
No. I don't get hit in the head. Look at his pretty face. I've had 30 professional fights. Still very good looking.
So all of that wild stuff that you used to say about, like, you know, the rants about rape and bestiality and Jewish people, was that because of the mental illness or what?
It could have been, but we're not. We don't want to talk about all that sort of stuff. The past is in the past. You know, what happened yesterday is history. I look forward to the future on a daily basis. I live for today, and I don't care what happened yesterday. I think I was saying this yesterday to ESPN guys. Like, I live in the moment because that's the only thing we have in our lives, are moments. And as soon as I've gone out that door, we can never reverse back and play it again because it's real life. It's not a dress rehearsal. So I don't really care what happens 5 minutes ago. I'm just going to keep going today and living today and enjoying myself because I know what God gives, God can take away in the flash of a second. Mm-hmm. It can all be turned upside down, and I've experienced it. But I believe it was a massive test because sometimes in life when everything's going great for you and you don't know good from bad, you need to experience a little rain sometimes so you can enjoy the sunshine again.
I love that you're talking about mental health. I got a new book coming out, and it's all about mental health issues.
Good stuff.
All it is.
Now, you have to get me a copy.
I got you.
Now, how long are you going to take to win? Because I'm assuming you're going to win. You're going to win. You're going the distance. What round? What's it going to look like? If you had to.
Oh, you don't like to do predictions.
Oh, you have to predict.
I do predict quite a lot, and I always get it right too. This fight can go two ways. I can either knock him out in the first round, or win on points over 12. But we'll see. I'm going to go for a first round knockout. First round knockout or a unanimous decision on points.
How long has Tyson Fury been here? How long is it?
About 12 minutes.
Been in 12 minutes. I like you a lot, especially, you know, everything that you're standing for with mental health. But you're not beating Deontay Wilder.
I was going to ask Charlamagne. Charlamagne's a huge boxing fan. Charlamagne, what do you think, Charlamagne?
100%. Deontay Wilder's the bomb.
How do you call it, Charlamagne?
I actually think it's going to be like 5-6 rounds.
And then what's he going to do?
I want to say knockout, but I think I don't know if he'll knock you out, but I think it'll go to distance. I think he's going on point.
12 round fight.
I feel the same way you
feel. It's going to be 6 rounds.
It could be two things. It could either go to distance and he wins on points, or Deontay can knock you out by the 5th or 6th round.
Yeah, listen, the only chance he's got is knocking me out, and anybody can be knocked out, especially in the heavyweight division. But the one thing he ain't going to do is beat me on points. I throw too many punches, and I'm that much fitter than he is. Better engine. I'm running on 2 V8s. V12 engines.
Yeah, but you've been off 2.5 years. You've only had 2 fights.
Sugar Ray Leonard was off for 5 years when he come back and beat Marvin Hagler. Purist boxing always beats aggressive puncher.
Well, that's what Lewis Ortiz thought too. But Deontay...
Lewis Ortiz was 49 years old and had bad blood pressure. I am 30. You know, I'm in the prime of my life. Right. I'm 6'9" tall. I'm only weighing about 260 pounds. Fit as a fiddle. Healthy as a trout. You know, the only way he can win is by knocking me out. And look, anybody can be knocked out in a boxing fight, especially heavyweights, and especially by a man who's got 39 KOs on his record out of 40, the heavyweight champion of the world. But I believe it's written in stone, and my destiny has already sat out in front of me.
Why do you think you're so ready to fight Deontay so early in your comeback?
When it's your time, it's your time. Everything's meant to be in life, and I believe that I'm brought here for a reason, and I've got a mission in life, and I don't know what it is, but I don't know where it's going to take me, but I've overcome so much already. I can't lose already.
Right.
I'm battling for all those people behind me who's suffering with mental health problems, suffering with addiction, suffering with all these problems. How can I lose? Mm. And I've already beat the dark demon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Sure. All I've got to do now is beat a man with a pair of boxing gloves on.
Mm-hmm.
That should be simple, because I know what he's going to do. Where mental health, that dark thing, you don't know where that's coming from. You don't know what it's going to do. At least I know what he's going to do. He's going to windmill his way straight in front of me and try and knock me out. And it's up to me to slip out of the way and knock him out.
Well, you're fighting the dark thing on December 1st, and I think that dark thing's going to win.
Well, I'm telling you it's not.
Well, you know, if you feel like it, you can swing right now on him right now. I wouldn't mind that, because he's been a pest to us all day. If you just one... No?
I like this dude. I'm going to read his book, and I'm going to sign it for him. When I beat Deontay Wilder, saying, I told you so.
Would having a loss on your record bother you?
Listen, I don't lose. All I do is win, no matter what. Now, when I'm the lineal heavyweight champion of the world, I beat the great Vladimir Klitschko at 25 title defenses.
Mm-hmm.
And if he would have beat me on that night, he'd have equaled the great Joe Louis' record. And I stopped him from doing that, because I couldn't have a European guy beating the great Joe Louis' record. No way.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us. Good luck on the fight.
I don't want to say good luck. I would say good health.
Thank you very much.
I don't necessarily believe
it's been a pleasure talking some real talk on this radio show.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Realness.
Tyson
Thanks for
Fury.
Having me.
So when Deontay beats you on the first,
oh my God,
you can still come up here and talk about mental health.
Deontay has got more chance of winning an NBA president star than beating Tyson Fury.
Just last question. If you slap him, will you still get charged? If you slap him, if you don't make a fist. If you
His hands are registered weapons.
Just one? All right.
Okay.
All right.
I thought you were talking about Deontay Wilder today on the battleship. I was going to say, hell yeah, I'll slap him. Just for you.
All right, it's Tyson Fury. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Nicki Minaj.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Nicki Minaj has shared a couple of clips on her Instagram about her Queen, the documentary that's going to be coming out soon. Now, in one of her videos, she talks about the abuse that she witnessed, that her father abused her mom when she was a child.
I remember when my mother would let my father be violent with her. And she always brings up the story. As a little girl, I would stand in front of my mother and go like this. And I vowed, like, that's why maybe some people would describe me as abrasive or bitchy or whatever, because I vowed from that age, no man would ever abuse me, call me out my name, treat me like that. And then all of a sudden, that was my life.
Now, in the second clip that she posted, she discusses feeling uninspired and empty.
Who was I gonna inspire when I had nothing in me to give? I let one human being make me so low that, like, I didn't even remember who I was. I was scared to get in the studio. Like, I didn't believe in myself. I didn't. All of a sudden, in Miami, I started catching a vibe as soon as I went to Miami. Like, as soon as I changed locations, mm-hmm. started catching a vibe.
All right, well, that documentary will be coming soon. She didn't give us a date, per se, but it's coming soon.
Okay.
All right, now, a teenager has been arrested for allegedly breaking into homes. You know, we've been seeing all these burglaries happen. Now, we don't know if this whole ring is responsible for all of these break-ins we've seen recently, but Tyrus Williams, who's 19 years old, the cops pulled his car over and discovered some things that were stolen after Los Angeles Rams wide receiver Robert Woods' house was broken into. They found some of those items in the car, as well as belongings that were allegedly taken from Rihanna's house, Christina Milian's house, and Yasiel Puig's house as well. So 4 people altogether so far have been arrested in connection with the string of those break-ins. And
good.
Actually had a list of potential targets as well, which included Viola Davis, LeBron, and Matt Damon.
Make them snitch.
Because
I know it's a whole ring.
Yeah, it has to be a
so
whole bunch
of people.
Shake
him down. Tell him you're going to give him a honey to years. He'll tell on the whole operation. How old is he?
19.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, you can tell him 50 years. Matter of fact, tell him 10. He'll give it up.
Well, there's 4 people so far that they believe may be responsible and may be responsible for even more.
Oh, you already snitching?
Yeah, I don't know. It was in this person's car. We have this person's name. I don't know the other 3 people.
Good. Drop on a clue bomb for that young man.
doing the right thing. Right.
LAPD detectives believe they may be responsible for even more. Now, what they would do is they would look at social media, look at the posts people were putting up, if they were touring, traveling, whatever your schedule was, and they would go to those residences when nobody was home. So they found $50,000 in cash. They found luxury watches, jewelry, and they also discovered a list.
What's that guy's name?
Tyress Williams.
Go check your Instagram.
T-Y-R-E-S-S.
Check your Instagram and see if he's following you. If he's following you, block him. Right now.
All right, you guys will be excited to know that Charlamagne is going to be sitting down with Kanye West and discussing mental health. They're having a whole conversation.
Really?
Yes, it's actually a New York Times Time Talk.
Will you be wearing Yeezys?
Yes.
Probably.
Conversation that's going down October 17th. Now,
Charlamagne, MAGA hat.
How can people
knock it off?
How can people get their own tickets?
I think it's sold out, ain't it?
I think it's sold out. Don't quote me on that. Last night it was almost sold out. But I don't know if it's completely sold out yet.
All right. Well, that's and going down October 17th.
Nowhere to get tickets.
You don't know anything.
I know it's a talk about mental health.
It says tickets available in your bio.
That's all he knows.
Oh, yeah. Go to my bio.
You clearly copied and pasted this from somebody. His assistant did that.
See the God. C-T-H-A-G-O-D. If you go to my bio, tickets are available. If they're still available. I'm not sure if they're available.
He has no clue.
Last night, they were almost sold out. But it is a talk about mental health. You know what I'm saying? It's not an interview. Like, I've been saying that I feel like whenever Kanye West does these interviews, what gets lost is the fact that he says he's bipolar, that he's not on his medication. And for me, somebody that's been open about my struggles with mental health and going to therapy to deal with him, I think he's a good person to sit and have a conversation with, along with John. Pronounce his last name for me.
This is your thing.
Shut up.
Caramonica.
It's actually the New York Times thing. Okay, but yes, John Caramonica.
And I do see there's a section you can still get tickets.
There is.
This is pricey, by the way.
How much is it?
Well, it comes with a book, too, by the way. You get a free copy of my book.
Oh, kind of like Travis Scott did with his merchandise.
Shook One Anxiety playing tricks on me.
How much is it?
So in the orchestra, it's
Hey, we don't know. I don't know how much these prices
are. I'm looking at it right now.
But I do know that me and Kanye are not getting none of this money. All right? That is
what?
A fact.
But it's your book.
Yeah, so you get a free copy of my book.
You purchase a ticket and get it.
Well, same difference. So if you was going to buy a book, now you get the chance to get the book, and you get to see me and Kanye and John Caramonerica have a conversation.
That's not his name. I know that's not his name.
Have a conversation about mental health.
Caramonerica.
There you go.
And we're going to have some therapists in the building, too. It's going to be a good conversation.
Will you be selling MAGA hats, too?
Stop it. No, knock it off. Okay? See, that's the problem. That's why the conversation about mental health gets lost because of that damn MAGA hat. And that's why I'm going to slap it off Kanye's head if he wears it on the goddamn stage.
Whoa, no violence.
You better have that same energy.
No violence.
I don't care what political party he chooses to represent. I want to talk about mental
health. What if it's a Yeezy MAGA hat and
it goes with the sneakers? Once again, y'all are drowning out the conversation about mental health. That's what's more important to me. The conversation about mental health in the African-American community. That's what I wanted to discuss.
You going
to
be wearing them unreleased Yeezys, though?
The ones that don't come out till December 2019?
Yeah, those.
Yeah, I'm a flex on
okay,
them.
Okay,
all right, well, again, if you want to get tickets for that, you can go to Charlamagne's page. The link is in the bio.
There's tickets left?
Yeah.
She just said that. There's a few
you
left.
You wouldn't even let me say how much it costs.
No, I don't think that you should.
Why? It's on here.
They are very pricey.
I love this.
It's over $100.
Yes, my goodness.
I saw something for $80.
They are pricey. I'm not going to lie.
It's really expensive. I was like, damn.
All I know is that I'm not getting a dime. Kanye's not getting a dime. Okay?
Okay.
Fair enough. Is a fact.
All right. Well, I guess the New York Times is getting some dimes.
Somebody getting
New York dimes. All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that wide open donkey to?
You know, I haven't given donkey today to Donald Trump in a while. I think today is a great day to do it. We got some catching up to do.
All right.
Yes.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. And then ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can hit Yee as well. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired.
Please step up to the congregation.
Yes, you are a devil.
Love Donald Trump. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
He's a jackass.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, October 3rd, goes to our celebrity in chief, Donald J. Trump. I haven't given it to him in a while. And I wanted to hear my custom-made Donald Trump Donkey of the Day intro created by Taylor Hayes. Drop on the clues bombs for Taylor Hayes. Okay. Now, yesterday, Donald Trump was doing stand-up comedy before a crowd in South Hayes, Mississippi, and he decided to do an impersonation of Christine Ford, who testified before the Judiciary Committee about her allegation that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her. Let's flash back to what Dr. Ford had to say.
I drank one beer. Brett and Mark were visibly drunk. Early in the evening, I went up a very narrow set of stairs leading from the living room to a second floor to use the restroom. When I got to the top of the stairs, I was pushed from behind into a bedroom across from the bathroom. Brett and Mark came into the bedroom and locked the door behind them. I was pushed onto the bed and Brett got on top of me. He began running his hands over my body and grinding into me.
Now, here's our celebrity in chief, Mr. Dope 45 himself, working on new jokes, doing his impersonation of Christine Ford's testimony.
I had one beer. Well, do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember. And a man's life is in tatters. They destroy people. They want to destroy people. These are really evil people.
Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, nor am I a gambling man, but I would bet everything in my bank accounts that Donald Trump doesn't believe Christine Ford. In fact, if I put all my money on that, it wouldn't be a gamble. It would be a very safe investment, all right? He doesn't believe her. If you don't believe her, just say you don't believe her. Okay, you shouldn't mock her because you don't know if she's telling the truth or not. So if you don't know if she's telling the truth, relax. Because you could be clowning the victim, okay? Now, that's not all Donald Trump said this week. Yesterday, Donald Trump and his son both said that because of Kavanaugh's allegations, that it's a very scary time for young men in America. Let's go to CNN to hear what our celebrity in chief had to say.
It's a very scary time for young men in America when you can be guilty of something that you may not be guilty of. What's happening here has much more to do than even the appointment of a Supreme Court justice. You could be somebody that was perfect your entire life, and somebody could accuse you of something, and you're automatically guilty.
Let's unpack this, as my therapist would say. My name is Leonard McKelvey, a.k.a. Charlemagne the God. I am a person who's experienced false rape allegations firsthand, so I tend to agree with Donald Trump when he says it's a very scary situation when you're guilty until proven innocent, and that is a very difficult standard, especially when you can be innocent in a court of law but still get taken to trial in the court of public opinion. And the court of public opinion loves to play judge, jury, and executioner, okay? I agree with Trump on that. The problem is it's Donald Trump saying it, okay? Donald Trump has had at least 15 women accuse him of misbehavior ranging from sexual harassment and sexual assault to lewd behavior around women. So what he's saying may not apply to Kavanaugh himself, but what he's saying about false allegations is true. But here's the thing, Donald. Welcome to a black man's world, okay? White men in America are dealing with what black people, especially black men in America, have been dealing with forever. Now, I don't know if Dr. Ford is lying. I'm just going off the fact that Donald Trump clearly thinks she's lying. And I need Donald Trump to know that false allegations from white people, white women, have cost black men their livelihoods, their freedom, and in extreme cases, their lives since the beginning of time, since we've been here. Okay, R.I.P. Emmett Till. So sorry, Kavanaugh, if I don't feel sympathy for you. Once again, welcome to a black man's world. Now, Trump is right when he says this.
You could be somebody that was perfect your entire life, and somebody could accuse you of something, and you're automatically guilty.
That's right. You could be perfect your whole life, and someone could accuse you of something. You could be automatically guilty. He even said it doesn't have to be a woman, you know. Well, Donald Trump, now you know how the Central Park Five feels. Okay, remember them, the five young men who were wrongly convicted for the assault and rape of a jogger in Central Park in 1989? There were no witnesses, victim had no memory of it, DNA evidence wasn't presented at the trial, and the five young men were convicted on their confessions, which were forced out of them by detectives. Then, in 2002, another man, a convicted rapist and murderer, confessed to the assault in Central Park, and his DNA did match semen that was found on the victim, and no DNA evidence had been found to tie any of the Central Park Five to the crime. Trump, do you remember them? They were exonerated, and New York paid them a $41 million settlement. But Trump, that didn't stop you from falsely accusing them.
Buying an ad.
Yeah, you even involved yourself in the controversy, like he said, by taking out full-page ads in major newspapers, calling, among other things, for the death penalty. Now, with all the evidence that shows the Central Park Five was innocent, Donald Trump right now to this day still feels that they are guilty. Nobody remembers when Raymond Santana Jr. Drop on the clues bombs for Raymond Santana Jr. Nobody remembers when he tweeted, I don't remember if it was this year or last year, but he tweeted, what more do we have to prove? I'm tired of proving our innocence. I don't care what this a-hole thinks. And he added Donald Trump and put hashtag Central Park 5. So, Donald, I'm glad that you feel it's a very scary time for young white men in America. But that's how black men have felt since we stepped off the slave ships. Now that you know how the Central Park 5 feels, can they get an apology? Is that too much to ask? Yeah, that won't happen. Please give the celebrity in chief, Donald J. Trump, the biggest hee-haw.
All right.
And let's be clear, we don't want to discourage women who really have had situations and have been sexually assaulted, not want to come forward because they get crucified before the whole thing is even over with and mocked as well.
Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? What's up? This is Word.
Word, what's up, bro? What's your question for Yee?
Hey, what's up, Envy? Hey, Yee. Hey, Charlamagne.
Y'all hi. Hi.
So, man, I'm in a bit of a predicament.
What's up, Wes?
Your help. So the question is, should I continue to stay with my child's mother? So backstory, daughter's 8. We've been together off and on like 10 years. Past 5, we've been off. She fell on hard times, so she asked to move back in with me, you know, whatever. Let her move back in with me. You know, it's been about 2 months. We're doing the whole playing house thing. You know, things been cool. Rekindling things, that sort of thing, but we're not in a relationship. So, you know, some trust issues, stuff, whatever. Her ex texts her phone talking about, it's clearly a reply, you know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, what time tomorrow? You know, I don't get off till 5. You know, meet up sort of situation, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm in a predicament where it's like, you know, I don't like to allow that stuff in my house. You know, my thing is if you're doing you, do you. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to be together. You know, you can live your life. But it's like, you know, it's like mixed signals and all. And
well, so, Wes, are you still messing with your baby mom now? Because I know you said you guys are off and on.
Yeah, we are. I mean, since she moved back in, you know what I'm saying? We've been back messing around.
Now, what are the guidelines that you've given her with her moving back in? Have you told her that you guys are in a committed relationship and she can't see other people? Because if y'all aren't together and you knew that when she moved back in, I know you don't expect her to not see other people.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been a unsaid situation.
Wes,
know?
If it's like, not
we
said, it's not said.
Outlined anything.
It's not said, it's not said. There's no guidelines here. You guys haven't even had a conversation on what you guys want to do with each other. You have her living there, like you said, for the sake of your child, right?
Yep.
So you don't have her living there because you guys are together. You have her living there because you want to be there with your kid.
Yeah.
So you need to figure out what you want to do, because the way you express this to me wasn't even like, I'm trying to be with her, I want to be with her. You're upset that she's texting other people, but at the same time, y'all aren't together.
I mean, and so that's the thing. I mean, I do want to be with her, and that's part of the reason, like, I even let her move back in, because my daughter's lived with me primarily for the past, like, 4 years. You know, I've taken care of her, you know, full-time dad, myself. No assistance, no family, nothing, you know, so...
But, Wes, you have to be clear on what your intentions are.
Because
you didn't tell her you wanted her to move back in because you want to be with her. You told her for the kid, right? And that y'all weren't together.
So need to sit down and have just a clear, concise...
Yeah, be very clear with you. Don't think it's unsaid and it's an unsaid thing. No, if it's not said, it's not said. In her head, you might be doing other things, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
There's nothing wrong with being honest and telling this woman that you love her, you want to be with her. What are we going to do? Because if y'all are not going to be together and you're going to be mad about her texting other people, then y'all shouldn't live together.
Yeah, that's a good point. clearly is kind of all me. I need to more so communicate a little clearer and try and clear up some of this confusion.
Yes, just let her know how you feel. Maybe she feels the same way, too. Clear. I mean, y'all are still sleeping together, and you've been off and on. So maybe she would love to hear that, but you haven't told her that.
And I guess if it's unsaid, I mean, and, you know, my thing is like, I feel like on some level, that's like a disrespect thing. It's like, you know, you're going to go meet up with your ex or go dip off, go chill with, you know what I'm saying? And then you coming back laid up in the bed with me, you know.
Well, Wes, you aren't clear on what it is that you want.
Hey, that's why you get paid the big bucks.
All right, Wes, good luck with that. Don't be afraid to say your real feelings.
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Have a good day, Wes.
All right, we got more Ask Yee when we come back. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Anonymous.
Anonymous, you okay? Sound like you're a little cry.
No, I'm okay.
All right, what's your question for Yee?
Okay, so Yee, I have a question. Okay, so, like, me and my boyfriend, we've been together for 5 years now. And, like, we haven't been able to communicate, you know, as far as me and him, but we communicate with everything that goes on, like, with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know what to do.
Like, what are the problems that you guys are having that you need to discuss?
Well, we have trust issues. I know that. And it's just, like, a lot of stuff. Like, he's always busy. I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, he doesn't seem to make time.
Where do these trust issues stem from? Did something happen?
Well, he used to like, talk to other females and stuff. So, like, it's at the point where, like, he doesn't leave his phone nowhere around me at all, like, when I'm home.
And so part of it is you think he's still doing something?
Yeah.
Okay. So the problem is that he's cheated on you before. You caught him, right?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever really head on address these issues, or is it something that you just kept on going on with your relationship and never really tried to resolve them?
Well, okay, so like with him, he likes to talk through everything through text, and it's like I'm not that kind of person. I want to do everything in person, so we address the issues through text, but it's like I also want to talk about it in person, and he feels like he's like, what more is there to talk about if we already addressed it? And so we just leave it like that.
Right.
Most of the time.
And when you guys talk, is it a confrontational conversation, or is it something where you can both rationally express yourselves?
No. We'll argue and stuff.
And so he probably just doesn't feel like arguing. I think that what's really important for people, because there's going to be a lot of times that in couples we don't get along. And so you have to set some rules, even for yourself, in realizing the part that you play in not resolving issues. And what that means is not having discussions like that when you're really angry with each other. Try to do it when you're in a good space, right? So that you're not arguing. And set some boundaries and some guidelines, like what I'll do with my boyfriend if we get mad at each other. We agree that we're both going to allow each other to talk and finish saying what we have to say and not interrupt each other and express ourselves with no judgment and not be angry at each other afterward or during, and just listen and hear each other out. And it's a work in progress for both of us to be able to do those things. And for yourself, you have to make sure that when you guys have these conversations, which is difficult for you to have, you need to really express yourself and say how you feel without yelling and without being confrontational. And for him, he needs to be able to sit and really listen to you. A lot of times we're trying to get our point across, but we're not listening because we're trying to talk.
Okay.
So I think if you can establish those guidelines, maybe set up a nice night where you guys actually go out somewhere and say, look, let's have a good night. We're going to make a really proactive decision to do that. We're going to have this conversation, and this will be the first of many that we have, but we want to work toward fixing and healing things and seeing what it is and be specific in what you need from him. You know, sometimes we think that men should just know, oh, well, you already know this, well, you should know that. But we're not telling them what it is that we want, and they're not telling us what they want. But we should be really specific in what it is that we need in order for us to be able to heal and move on. And a lot of times you have to heal yourself as well. It's not just about your relationship with him, but it's also you coming to terms with things about how you act, how you feel about certain things and what you need.
Okay.
But I would love to hear how things go, Anonymous, when you guys have this conversation. But, you know, it's going to always be a work in progress. And how you guys argue is just as important as how you guys get along, because arguments do happen. But how do you make sure that those arguments are productive and get resolved?
Okay, so is it also a good thing that, like, okay, because just recently I went and I talked to, like, a counselor, like a relationship counselor about the relationship. And so right now I'm going by myself, but, like, soon she's going to want you know, the both of us to come. So would that be also a good thing for the both of us to do?
That would be a fantastic thing. I think that would be incredible. And you have to let him know how much it would mean to you for him to do that, and also the fact that you are working on yourself and you want him to work on himself so you guys can work on the relationship. And if he needs to go see the counselor by himself as well, you should definitely encourage him to do that.
Okay.
I think that's great. Thank though. You. I think that's fantastic.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, ask Ye, 800-585-1051. Now, Ye, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Kim Kardashian. Find out what Kanye gave her after she turned down $1 million just to compensate her.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk. Lil Wayne.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, who is getting that first interview with Lil Wayne now that the Carter 5 is out? Turns out it's going to be a conversation with Lil Wayne and Elliot Wilson, exclusively on Tidal. So you can stream that Crown that Elliot Wilson's going to be doing, and that's going to be happening tonight. Tonight's October 3rd, right?
Yes, drop on the clues bombs for Elliot Wilson.
That's dope. That is dope.
Woo.
That's going to be a very talked about interview tomorrow.
What are they
sure.
doing it at?
New Orleans.
It is. It's in New Orleans.
Okay.
That's dope. But you can live stream it if you can't be there also. And that should be pretty exciting for Elliot. It's a big get right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And shout out to DC Young Fly. He's actually going to be in How High 2 also. He's going to be Lil Yachty's stoner buddy in the movie. So that should be a pretty fun one to watch.
Drop on the clues bombs for my man DC Young Fly.
But Yachty don't smoke, right? At all.
No, he doesn't. But I think his role in the film is not of a smoker. I think he's like the straight-laced person.
That's gotcha. Interesting that they would do How High 2 in 2018. Like, I would think that the drug of choice would be some type of opioid.
As people still smoke weed. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but and marijuana it's actually is not now, even like, as taboo as it was back then.
But
marijuana
you still get
is like
high
legal,
from it.
Legal in different places. Like, it ain't.
Yeah, still.
They don't have the edginess it once had.
But people still get high from smoking weed, and people still love to smoke weed and do stupid things sometimes.
The opioid version of How High would be way better.
I don't know about that.
And we don't
want
to encourage that.
All right.
You're going to encourage it anyway. They're doing it in the music, so what's the difference?
Mm. All right, so let's talk about Kanye and Kim. Now, Kim Kardashian was on Ashley Graham's new podcast, Pretty Big Deal, and she talked about getting offered $1 million to do a post. Sounds like a great deal, right? A post something, get $1 million, little effort. But she had to turn it down, and here's what she had to say.
So a brand offered me $1 million to do a post.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they typically, I don't want to say who the brand is.
Knock off Yeezy.
So I said, you know what? It's great money. Like, let mm-hmm. me ask Kanye how he feels about it. And he's like, no, babe, I really don't want you to do that. So Mother's Day comes, and I get, you know, my flowers and whatever, and then I get an envelope. And it's $1 million check. And it was a note saying, thank you for always supporting me
yes.
and not posting. And then it was a contract to be an owner of Yeezy.
I mean, if that's your wife, she's technically already a owner of Yeezy anyway.
I don't even know why you would even think about signing with the competition. Like, that's not even a thought.
My wife wasn't signing with the competition. My wife, it was just for a post.
Not even for a post. There's no way in hell my wife would think about doing anything for somebody else that's in direct competition or biting off of me. Hell no.
I mean, she didn't say that she was going to do it. She said she was offered $1 million, so she asked. It's $1 million, bro.
Listen, what's $1 million to Kim Kardashian?
Nothing. But
okay,
$1 million
but to the average person out here in the world,
it's a different
you get
situation.
Offered $1 million, you like, hmm.
You're going to think about it. And I'm sure Kim thought about it, too.
I know my husband works at AT&T, but Sprint want me to do this post.
Because even though Kim got all this money, $1 million is still $1 million. So you're still going to ask.
To do a post.
You're going to consider it.
It takes 2 seconds out of your life.
Kim is worth how much? $500 million?
It's still $1 million.
$400 million?
Though.
Nah,
you're
not
gonna consider it.
Not gonna go against
you're
my spouse.
You're not gonna be in here
especially
like,
for one
now,
Instagram post.
Not going against my spouse.
I can respect the fact that she turned that down. Of course, if it was me, and my boyfriend would have been like, "Let's get that money."
It's totally different, though.
Yeah, but y'all,
it's totally different.
Y'all not worth $1 billion.
Yeah, we're not.
Totally
but I'm just
different.
Saying, just to not act like $1 million ain't nothing to the average person out here.
No, I'm not saying for the average. I'm saying to them.
It's still $1 million. All right. Quavo's solo album is going to be coming out, and he's released some of who's going to be on there. 21 Savage, Cardi B, Offset, Saweetie, who is his Saweetie, Drake, Takeoff, Lil Baby, Travis Scott, Kid Cudi, Davido. So all of those people will be on his
Didn't
album.
Didn't Quavo tell Angie Martinez that album's coming out in September?
Well, apparently it's not ready yet, but who knows when it's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But it came and went with no album. They haven't put out a release date yet, but clearly it's pretty much done. He has all his guest appearances, so he's probably gearing up to drop that. All right, and Tyson Beckford, he posted a picture that Kim Kardashian posted of herself, and he put, meanwhile, she over here doing this. Now, did you guys see this picture of Kim Kardashian, and did you see the post? It's on The Shade Room. It's on Baller Alert of what Tyson Beckford said.
Yeah, I seen the picture.
It was a selfie, and she's sticking out her tongue in the selfie, and she has on, like, a little Chanel bra top. And, yeah, that's basically what the picture is.
What is the picture influencing? What is it saying, you know?
What do you mean, what is it saying?
What do you get from that picture? What is she promoting? Like,
did you see the picture?
Yeah, I seen it.
What did you think?
What did you get from it?
I'm asking a woman in the room.
Oh, okay.
She's promoting a knockoff Yeezys. She got $1 million for that post. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I mean, I thought she was just posting a picture of herself to get some likes.
Oh, that's what you thought?
Yeah,
the
that's
picture
what it looks
of her
like.
Laying in bed.
It says Monday Moon.
Showing her breasts and her tongue out like
so
that.
What did Tyson Beckford say?
That's what she wanted, some likes.
Okay.
What did Tyson Beckford say?
He said, meanwhile, she over here doing this. And then he put a laughing face, and then there's an emoji of a guy dancing next to her mouth.
No, Tyson wants to smoke. Kanye already drew the line in the sand. He said, if you cross this line, buddy, I'm going to have to trash you. Okay. Right? And so now Tyson's crossed that line. So you know what to do now, yay.
So let
MAGA jump him.
So that picture just represents likes, you say, ye?
I mean, clearly she posted it to get likes. That's what she posted it for.
Mm.
It says Monday Mood. She wants people to go and...
Y'all so phony.
Like her picture.
I wish you could hear Envy and Ye behind the scenes.
I'm just asking.
That's why I'm just sitting here waiting to see if y'all have the real conversation.
No, please quote me.
That y'all been having when the mics ain't on.
What did I say?
Nothing.
I didn't say anything.
I'm just asking what it represents. I'm just asking a woman in the room what it represents.
You must be thinking about Taylor and Envy because I didn't say a word.
You want me to read the group chat?
Go ahead.
You don't want me to read the group chat.
I made a joke about a song.
Oh.
And I said, I love it.
Oh. Okay.
I love it.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. I love it.
Sure.
I said, why does she still have to do that? She doesn't have to do that. She does not have to do that. She does that. That's first what I think. I don't know.
She did it for likes. That's how I look
at it.
She got
$500 million.
She posted it for
likes. I thought women were allowed to do what they want to do with their bodies. I thought women could portray themselves however they want to portray without being judged.
Who's judging? I said she posted it for likes.
Y'all so phony. Oh, my God.
I never said anything else about it.
I think it looked crazy.
Let me read this group chat.
I think it looked crazy.
Go ahead.
This is good. This is interesting. I love this.
I'm not going to do it. If y'all ain't going to be real, I ain't going to be real.
I said, I don't understand why she's doing it.
I made a joke.
I really don't. I've been trying to figure it out for the last couple of hours.
My guy, I don't care what Kim Kardashian does. Why do I care?
What was the joke you made, G?
I quoted a Kanye song.
What'd you say?
That ends with, I love it.
What'd you say? When Envy sent the picture this morning, what did you reply back?
I just told you I quoted the Kanye song.
All I saw was you say, she's a hoe.
That is not what I said.
That's exactly what you said. I got it right here.
You are such a... Say the whole thing. Say the whole thing I said.
Hold on.
Oh, this is getting awkward.
Say the whole thing I said.
Hold on. Oh, okay, yes.
I did.
Yes.
Thank you.
No. The picture of Kim came out. Angelique's next text was, such a effing hoe.
And then what did I say after that?
Nothing.
I said I love
Envy
it.
Envy says she doesn't know. She doesn't have to do that anymore.
Why are you lying? I didn't write I love it.
Somebody posted a throw up emoji. I'm just saying.
I didn't say I love it.
All right, guys. All right. You guys are crazy.
Did I write in the group chat I love it?
They're shooting in here. Okay.
Oh, Claudia saying yes. Did I write I love it?
This is crazy. I don't want to talk to you guys anymore. Up next is the People's Choice Mix. 800-585-1051. This is awkward, man. I hate you guys.
I'm just saying, you got to tell the whole thing I wrote.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Come on, it mixes up next.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets, and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.